Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo. It's Politrics with Mercer Prescott and his band of eclectic cronies. Mercer Prescott, hit him with the news for our 30-minute brief.
What's going on? What's going on? Trying to get used to these 30-minute segments, so it shouldn't be too hard. I mean, if John Oliver...
Put a little bit more bass in your voice.
Oh. I may need to hold the phone. I'm used to being on my... on my microphone, so if I sound a little bit off, don't mind me. But
when you cut costs, you cut convenience.
You don't hear me complaining.
This is a perfect segue into the GOP care plan. Run it.
Now, a quick blurb. I was eating lunch today, and I saw a quick article. There's a show on Amazon called The Man in the High Castle, right? Takes place in 1962. Long story short, it's about an alternate reality in which the Nazis win World War II. So America is divided up between the Japanese and the Nazis. So to promote the new season, Amazon made a fake radio station to promote the show. So it's basically a resistance radio against the Nazis. And Trump fans thought it was real. So they were on Twitter railing against it, right? Because they thought they were talking about Trump. That's how much Trump is like a Nazi, that they thought that they were talking about Trump. Two things I take from that. Number one, as one Twitter follower mentioned, if there's a radio station against the Nazis and you take it personally, what does that say about you?
Right.
Second of all, who the fuck listens to the radio? When I think of the radio, I'm like, oh, I need to get my Max Alka set and pop it in my boombox. So then take the new Run DMC song. The only people who are still listening to the radio right now are right-wing crackpots, listening to their conspiracy theorists talk about cameras in the microwave.
Yeah, right.
So I just thought that was really, really stupid for them to, you know, not know that that was a fake station.
But zoom out, zoom out. You know, so I said, do you think Merck, not Obama, Trump is playing the biggest trick, the biggest publicity stunt on America? Trump didn't go into this thing wanting to be president. Trump didn't, we need to say his name, but anyway, Trump didn't go into this thing wanting to be president. To me, it's all about, it's really an irony. It's almost like the Twilight Zone or something. It's just about just being, having your name mentioned all the time, just having your popularity on blogs, and if they Google search you, a billion pages pop up. I promise you, he has no concern on how he looks. It's just about that name resonating something in the world.
Yeah.
There's just no way that somebody can and does the things he does and says the thing he says. It just doesn't make sense. Therefore, my theory has to be correct.
He didn't really expect to win. I don't think he did. And I think he's just making the best of this bullshit, but and trying to make as much money as he can while doing it, you know.
Right.
But I don't think he expected to win, because why would he? Except for one thing. He underestimated the stupidity of our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's basically how rich people inherit money and then somehow stay afloat even though they're stupid. That's America. We inherited a decent country, and then it's just packed with stupid people, and they just somehow get by. But I think that with Trump as president, our luck is about to run out. You know.
Okay.
But one person who thought they were going to get a bump was the Nazis. And you remember the case that happened, was it last week or the week before? Jose Torres and Kayla Norton. They were they got convicted.
Mm-hmm.
They rolled up on that kid's party and threatened them with shotguns and stuff like that.
Of course, that's the stuff I remember the most. Hello, get out.
So they got sentenced to 20 years in prison. And at first, I thought that sentence was too high until I read an in-depth article that said that they pulled out shotguns and they were threatening children.
Right,
with shotguns.
Right.
And I was
but
like,
then,
oh,
I
yeah.
I still think it's too high. What happened to, like, threatening? Should have been, like, what, 5 or 8? But they make an example out of these people because they're not, one, they're white trash. They're not going to make anything out of their lives. They probably was collecting food stamps and WIC and all that shit anyway. They're probably like, well, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody else would have got that sentence. I don't even think a black would have got that sentence. This was a rare, rare occasion.
I don't know, because you remember what happened with Brock Turner, only getting a 6-month sentence for raping a girl and only serving 3 of those 6 months. But then, I forget his last name. Was it Brian Turner? I forget his name. I apologize, because I talked about him in one of the shows. He was accused of raping a girl. Didn't rape her, right? Was accused of it. And he did 6 years in prison. Missed his chance to go to the NFL. He works in the NFL's office and all that, but he could have been a football player.
Right.
And that was, and he did 6 years for a rape he didn't commit. So I think if he went the other way around, I don't know if they would have gotten 20 years, but he would have done a hard time.
Oh, shit. You know, if you really want to go in, if you were to run again, look at Casey Affleck. He was accused of all those sexually charged crimes. He paid it off, or he got out of it. He wiggled out of it. Nate guy who, you know, that Nat Turner movie, and he got acquitted of his, and he had, he did his ass, you know what I'm saying? But that's America, and I ain't talking about AMB or ICA. I'm talking about America with 3 Ks, you dig?
Yep. Exactly. Well, put it like this. That sentence is not just sitting right with us. It's not sitting right with white supremacists. So Raw Story did an article where these Nazis are running scared, because even though Trump is president, that race war that they wanted so bad, it's still a ways off. Because it's not going to be as easy as they thought. Now, here's the part where what made me laugh, right? This is what one of the Nazis wrote on their Facebook page as reported by Raw Story, right? This is what he wrote. He wrote, what actually happened was these flaggers, they called them flaggers, these flaggers were invited to the party in a very fake act of goodwill in the spirit of interracial peace and harmony and such assorted bullshit. But when they arrived, some urban youth, and they put urban youth in parentheses, outside began throwing beer bottles at their truck, causing them to swerve into the median, which popped a tire on their truck, stranding them on the scene of what would have been another incident of black-on-white mob violence. Now, was a beer bottle thrown at their truck? Yes, it was, okay? But it didn't cause them to swerve into them. Do you know why a judge was able to sentence them so harshly, so confidently? Because there was video of the incident. So it wasn't, he didn't sentence him on some he said, she said. They had video of the incident. So all that stuff that he just said in his Facebook post is a lie. Only thing that was true about what he said was that somebody from the party did throw a beer bottle at their truck. But that's after they rolled up at the party with their Confederate flags acting up and threatening people.
Right.
So it's the fact that
the timeline was a wee bit off is what you're telling me.
Yeah. They're trying to rewrite history to serve their own needs, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, isn't that America?
Yeah.
The one who oppresses gets to write the story?
You got that right. All my
history books, I did most of my education in the South. All of my history books indicate that to be true. And even in my northern books, whitewashed a lot of shit when I moved up north to finish high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Put it like this. In Texas right now, their history books consider slaves to be undocumented immigrants. So.
Oh, man, that's going to be my joke, you fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, those Texas textbooks pretty
immigrant.
Much.
That's that bullshit.
They call them slaves immigrants. So I know we were railing on Ben Carson like crazy, but maybe he was reading
well,
those Texas
that's
textbooks.
An alternative fact because I have plenty of documentation of the slave route and the slave plantations and the slaves getting their names changed to the slave masters' names. It's pretty documented these immigrants that you consider undocumented. Get the fuck out my face, ho. Let's say that's
now,
my shit.
Now, the one thing about doing a show like this, I will lament on, is in a good way, I guess good and bad, is that I had a whole segment written about healthcare, which is going to be my next segue. But
okay.
I'm eating dinner. This is maybe like less than an hour ago. And I'm watching my internet stuff, and the CBO report came out on GOP care. I call it GOP care because Trump didn't have anything to do with it. It's the GOP stuff. And the only thing he'll have on it is if it somehow passes, he'll put his name on it. So
okay.
I found out that the CBO report came out. So, and the CBO report is available online. Just look up, CBO.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And it should just pop right up. It's like 37 pages. It's not, you know, really thick text. I got through most of it in the last half hour or so. But there's something, the Republicans rushed this bill through. They wanted to get as much of it as they could through committee before the CBO report came out. And here's why. Here's an excerpt from the CBO report, right? The CBO and JCT estimate that enacting this legislation would reduce the federal deficits by $337 billion over the 2017 to 2026 period. That total consists of $323 billion in on-budget savings and $13 billion in off-budget savings, right? So you figure reducing deficits, that's a good thing, right? But the trick is, how are they going to do it? Here is the brutal part. The CBO and JCT estimate that in 2018, 14 million more people would be uninsured under the legislation than under the current law. Most of that increase would stem from repealing the penalties associated with the individual mandate. Some of those people would choose not to have insurance because they chose to be covered by insurance under the current law, only to avoid paying the penalties, and some people would forego insurance in response to higher premiums, right? So you figure just in the next year, 14 million people are going to be kicked off the insurance, right? So they can't afford it.
Right.
Now, And I'm going to paraphrase his next part. Following additional change to subsidies for insurance purchased in the non-group market and to the Medicaid program, the increase in number of uninsured people relative to the number under the current law would rise to 21 million in 2020 and then to 24 million in 2026. Right? So by 2026, an estimated 52 million people would be uninsured, compared with 28 million who would lack insurance that year under the current law. See, the problem with for-profit insurance is that you can't pay CEOs tens of millions of dollars a year if you have to pay out on sick people. So if you kick off the sick people and only insure the healthy, you make more money. And then when the healthy people become sick, kick them off. That's the way it was before Obamacare, before the rules that said that you can't turn away people for pre-existing conditions. They were, and in that Michael Moore documentary, it was hard to watch on Sicko. It was hard to watch because it was like they were telling my story as far as healthcare goes. They were kicking babies off of healthcare because of diaper rash. And I know that sounds like some shit I made up. You know, if a woman has a yeast infection, they would consider that to be a pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how horrible it was. So me being a diabetic, under that rule, I was just as good as dead. So I didn't get diagnosed with diabetes until Obamacare was up. So I'm able to get the care I need to stay healthy, but now I'm probably as good as dead. I can't afford my medication without insurance. So, you know, these shows may become collector's items. After I'm dead. Now, the reason why Obamacare had a mandate is so that there would be money to pay premiums. Because Paul Ryan did a PowerPoint presentation in Congress saying that it was a bad thing for the healthy to pay for the sick, right? He basically just described insurance. The healthy always pays for the sick. That's the way insurance works. That's the way it works in auto insurance. That's the way it works because you need those premiums to pay out. Some people complain, well, in auto insurance, they're like, well, I never had an accident. Why do I need to pay insurance? Because one day you will have an accident. You may be the best driver in the world, but someone else may not be.
Nah, right? That's just a scam, bro. I have paid faithfully for, like, I don't know, 20 years, had one accident. My shit damn near doubled and some change. And I was like, damn, that's that one time. Another time, I paid on my house for 15, 20 years, all that house insurance. A flood happened. They had to repair maybe $2,200 worth of, you know, damage or whatever. Boom, what did they say? Oh, we got to kick you off. Whoa, I done paid you faithfully. If I add up all the payments, 10 times what you're paying out right now, and you want to kick me off the roster? What kind of bullshit? Scam. Let me win the lottery. I'm gonna get up the damn insurance company. It's gonna be the murky blue insurance.
Put it like this. I joked about it on Facebook one day. I was like, I feel bad for the mafia. All those years they were out there getting shot, shooting people, going to prison. All they had to do was go into medical insurance. They'd be billionaires. They'd be legal. Put it like this. The thing with auto insurance, right, is that if you, let's say you have Progressive and you have issues with Progressive, there's like 10 other auto insurers probably in your neighborhood that will take you on, maybe for cheaper. They compete with each other all the time, right? So they have to, people jump around a lot because they have to ride that line between being cheap enough to get people to go to their insurance, but still being able to get the premiums to match the risk so that when you do get into an accident and they give you a check, that check doesn't bounce. Because that would be a catastrophe, a tragedy if something happened to you and they cut you a check and it bounced. So, but there's so much of that competition around. Now, I know I'm simplifying it, but with medical insurance, now there's only, five insurers left. So if you don't like your insurance company, well, guess what? It's either you take their horseshit insurance or you get nothing. because now, since Obamacare, to prepare for this, I guess, all these bigger insurance companies were buying up all the smaller ones. So basically, when, was it Aetna? I don't want to tell lies, but one of the bigger insurance companies dropped out of Obamacare in a few states because they were mad because they wanted to do a merger that would basically give them a whole bunch of control over health insurance. And the Justice Department said no. This was under Obama. They said no. It's the merger's too big. You can't do it. And they cited, oh, well, then I guess we're not making enough money, so we'll drop out of Obamacare. They did that as retaliation. No. And that's the problem with health insurance as opposed to, like, auto insurance. Because auto insurance, the words are always at their door. There's always competition. Everybody's always trying to get you to go to their insurance, so they're going to keep things as competitive as possible. With health insurance, yeah. You know, it's either, you know, they're all in on it. Because as far as I know, I tried looking it up. Some auto insurance companies are mutual. What that means is they don't have stockholders. So outside of their overhead, all of, and this is just a boilerplate definition of it, though. All the premiums that they get are supposed to go to paying out premiums to people. So, but some insurance companies are for profit, so they do have stockholders. But I can't find a mutual private insurer. So they all have stockholders, and they put their stockholders first.
I was going to ask you, like, what's the best insurer to go with? But then I was like, fuck that. They're not paying us for advertising. Maybe next week.
You know what? It's all, I mean, even if they were, it's a matter of preference, and it's just a matter of, do you have an agent you can trust, you know, so on and so forth. Because you could be the best insurance company in the world.
Nobody trying to line their pocket. You can't trust nobody trying to line their pocket. Fuck that. But check it. Let me ask you a question real quick. You did, you know what I'm saying? We got like maybe 10 minutes of this bitch. Who, in your opinion, who is the most powerful man on the planet? You can use any type of quantitative to say that's how they're powerful. I don't care what it is. But I want to know, in your opinion, and you see this, the show is called Politics, and you love it where I'm leaning. Who's the most powerful man on the planet?
It used to be the President of the United States, and I can't say that anymore.
That's not the question. I just want to answer, and then I'm going to tell you who is. I'm going to give you the right answer.
Right. Right now, I know I'm going off the rails here.
Right this second.
I say Vladimir Putin right now.
Damn it, you got it right, motherfucker. Not only does he have control of the small nation, he influenced the vote for America to give us this buffoonery, and he's controlling he's controlling that thing like the master puppeteer. He is right there. Bam, bam, bam. You are a genius. Because you know what? Most people would just think, oh, America, America. Some people would just say Kim Jong. But we know it's Vladimir Putin. Hats off to the Russian king.
Put it like this.
Of the whole world.
If Obama was still president, I would say Obama for one reason.
He was up until this Putin move. Yep. Putin did some damn classic mob shit. Nigga, I'm a make sure you win. And then I own you. But shoot, just make sure I stay rich, bitch. Yes, I make sure you stay. You'll be rich. Telling you, I've been rich before. But I control you because you are my whore.
Put it like this, right? Putin owns, I guess it's Russia state-owned, but he's the president, so I guess he kind of owns it. The largest oil company in the world, even bigger than ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil was the largest. Basically, Putin just jailed all of this competition and just took over their shit. So when you talk about him being gangster, yeah, that's the very definition of it. But
gangster shit, I heard that anybody pops up in opposition, he offs him. So we're not going to shut the fuck up real quick. Such and such died in a car blast. Such and such, and then he just sitting back smirking. I control all this thing.
Basically, but Putin's company and ExxonMobil were working on a deal, right, to they found like $500 billion worth of oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when Russia annexed Crimea and Obama put the sanction on them, that put a stop to that deal. So now with Trump as president and Rex Tillerson, former ExxonMobil CEO, as Secretary of State, now they're in a position to remove those sanctions and continue with that deal for $500 billion. Rachel Maddow had an excellent piece on it, if you ever get a chance to check it out on YouTube. But she had an in-depth piece about that whole deal between Tillerson. Tillerson received the highest civilian award in Russia, like an award of friendship or something like that in Russia.
Who?
You know, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State.
Oh.
He received one of the highest, like, Medal of Friendship or something like that from Putin. You know, it's so blatant. It's basically like Dr. Evil telling his entire plan. And America being so dumb, we still can't escape.
I love it. I don't have a Dr. Evil voice, though. I can't do it. This is what I got to do.
But jumping back to Obamacare real quick, normally in this whole thing with how horrible this plan is, and now with the CBO report coming out, saying that, you figure like this real quick. In Pennsylvania, in one of the counties in Pennsylvania, they had a chart on it. If you're 60 years old and you make $40,000 a year, you were getting about $12,000 in subsidies from Obamacare. Under GOP care, you're only going to be getting about $4,000. So you're going to be getting a quarter of your subsidies under GOP care if you're 60
years
old.
So basically, if I need these two diamonds in my thing taken out, which costs about, to replace these two, will cost me about $85,000. That means I'm not even covered.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's some bullshit. So only one diamond can come out? That's some bullshit.
Put it like this. It would normally be political suicide for a Republican to vote on that bill, because all these Trump fans are going to be
personal
shopping.
No political suicide. America is fucked.
No, exactly, though. You put it like this. You remember Eric Cantor? He was a congressman out of Virginia.
Yeah, right?
He was a congressman for 12 years, right? He finally got voted out of office. You know what he does now? He works for a Wall Street bank as an advisor. He flies all over the world. He flew to Saudi Arabia to give a 10-minute speech. So he served his master as well. And when he got voted out, they gave him his big reward. Now he works for Wall Street after supporting them for so many years and writing bills that let them run wild. So basically, all these Republicans who already have their, all this stuff taken care of, made all these connections, if they get voted out of office, they're good either way. It's almost like knowing you're going to go to heaven. So if you're a soldier and you know God told you you're going to go to heaven, wouldn't you be on the front lines of that battle with bare-chested, with a machine gun and a headband like Rambo? Because you know, I'm going to die, but I'm going to heaven. My son is guaranteed.
I'm not ready.
just a metaphor, but put it like this. I mean, for some of the younger ones who haven't, younger as far as their experience, who don't have those connections yet, that's one thing. But some of these older guys who've been doing this for 10, 12, 15 years and have made all those connections, you better believe they could vote for this, their one last payoff to their masters, and then they could just go off to heaven, become a lobbyist someplace, or become an advisor and make $1 million, $2 million a year.
But anyways, go ahead and give me your last word. Word of the day, man. Get us out of here.
The word of the day is basically pay attention. It's all right there in front of you. You just have to open your eyes and just take it in. And don't be so proud. If you voted for somebody, doesn't matter if it's Trump or whoever, and you made a mistake, admit your mistake, and then try to get in 2018.
Man, that was a good damn word of the day. That's what we need to start doing that shit more often. All right, then, that's that. And that's another episode of Politrix. No longer playing at 7 p.m. Now we'll be at 6:30 p.m. on Mondays. And we're thinking about going to a daily format, but we're still in fucking contract negotiations. Y'all take care, and we'll see you next week. You hear? Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Fucking Adobe. Come on. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Fucking computer. Man, bye, Bert. Bye.
All right.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.